Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're speaking with Dr. Alan M. Patterson, an organizational development consultant specializing in executive and leadership development. Having led hundreds of clients for over four decades, Dr. Patterson continues to ignore standard coaching methods, opting to pursue and lead clients down the path of meaningful careers that are not only successful, but also rewarding. He's worked with everyone from the Federal Reserve Bank to Hewlett Packard to Major League Baseball and the United States Navy. His new book is Burn Ladders, Build Bridges, Pursuing Work with Meaning and Purpose. And Dr. Patterson, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
My pleasure, Eric.
And certainly do appreciate your time. Looking forward to hearing from you today. So to kick things off today, what is actually a ladder burner, and how did you actually come up with that concept? That's quite intriguing.
Yeah, well, I know it sounds pretty onerous here. Several years ago, I had someone that was helping me with marketing efforts, and she said, well, what is your value proposition? I said, I don't know that I can tell you that. She said, well, who is the enemy? Who are you helping your clients defend? And I said, well, it really is the corporate ladder. And so many people are climbing that ladder. And the concept of ladder burning came to me. It's like, okay, destroy that. And what would be a way to change that mindset would I call ladder burning. So it really originated from a conversation about who was the enemy and how would you conquer that.
Well, I'm sure you've got the folks on the edge of their seats wanting to hear more, and a great place to start. What do you see as problems with climbing, say, the corporate ladder?
Well, let me say that I'm in that small minority of older white men that can make it to the top of the ladder with less obstacles. And yet the reason I would never make it, one is I'm too short. And the others, I'm no longer involved with working with clients in the corporate field. But having said that, the limitations are really well documented. And I think that one of the biggest ones now, Eric, has to do with people's physical and mental health and the amount of stress that's created at work when people don't get promotions or don't get raises they think they deserve. There's some inherent obstacles that people have had to come, people of color and women have had to overcome for a couple of centuries. So that puts people, some groups, at a disadvantage. And I think that the structure itself creates a mindset that what I need to do is to work hard and do more and do better, and that a good job will speak for itself. And it really doesn't. So there are many hazards, and I think when we look out at what the workforce is doing today in terms of scrutinizing the work that each individual is doing, there's a recognition that this structure is not what it seems to be.
Now, we've been hearing a lot about the Great Resignation, even on this program. How does ladder burning fit with the Great Resignation? Get into that a little, if you would.
Well, that's a great question. I've had someone say, where do I see this? Is this a way of describing what will be the new meaning of work? And ladder burning, my concept is burning the ladder means pursuing work with meaning and purpose. And I think it's somewhat serendipitous that I started this book back in 2019, before the Great Resignation, before COVID. And I think what's happened is that ladder burning, while people may not be using that concept, are looking at their careers. They're looking at how they're spending their time in work. And while pay and promotions and prestige and status are important, I think you find people thinking about work-life balance, and that I feel is a good thing, and that money and power and prestige may not be everything. And I think that really is the same path that I'm moving down, Eric, to get people to think about what truly is important and critical to me. And it doesn't come by accomplishing stuff. It happens by building relationships.
And that's certainly where it starts, and really some great insight and information shared so far today. We're speaking with Dr. Alan M. Patterson, an organizational development consultant specializing in executive and leadership development. His new book is Burn Ladders, Build Bridges, Pursuing Work with Meaning and Purpose. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EP and the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, organizations are racing to change their cultures to hire and retain talent. What do you see as the chances for organizational success in these regards?
Well, this is a major, major question. And Eric, I think it's so popular now and important now because of this race for talent, the war for talent. It's been around for a long time as organizations look at their cultures. The question is, how much can the culture actually change behavior? And my experience is that for organizations to be successful, they need really strong leaders as opposed to managers, and those leaders need to be great coaches. And the reason I say that is that's what development is all about. That's what people that are talented, professionals in all types of occupations, that's what they want. That's what they crave. They want the opportunity to grow and learn. And that happens not because you're adding more pay or a bigger title. It happens because people's motivation has been switched on by the people that they're working with, particularly their leaders. So I think for organizations to be successful in their cultural change initiatives, what they're going to have to do is focus on leadership, the people in those jobs, and to teach them how to teach and develop their talent.
Now, we know how important employee engagement is. Who is to blame for the lack of or the success of employee engagement?
Well, it's easy to point the finger at culture, and it's easy to point to the organization. I'm from the mindset that it really begins with the employee themselves, meaning, do they understand and appreciate and want to own their own development, their own career progression? And that is, while I've said, you know, who's to blame, I'm saying that it's the individual that needs to take that ownership and control and help organizations help them be successful. And so while cultures are important and nature and nurture, we know the environment makes a difference. It's that people need to take on that responsibility because there are opportunities that exist that may not be in a straight line. And if you're leaving it up to the companies to decide, the organizations, I think that puts you in the back seat. And I think you need to be the driver on that.
I like your thoughts in that regard. Good advice and great angle and perspective on that as well. Lastly, what are the unique practices and skill sets ladder burners demonstrate, and to what extent do these align with good leadership?
Well, I think they absolutely align, because when you take ownership and of your career development, and when you come to a realization that your success is going to be measured, if you're looking at intrinsic value, in other words, what's really important to me, Eric, that it happens by building those relationships as opposed to individual achievement. And I think that's what good leaders understand. Their job is to build organizational strength and capacity. And what that means is they're not doing the work, they're helping other people be successful. So I don't know, the way I say this and describe it is, instead of being the center of your own universe, what you're doing is putting other people and helping them be successful and being influential. And, you know, the skill set around having impact and listening, good communication skills, all the things that we attribute to great leadership is what I think ladder burners really represent, regardless of where they are in the organization. There are many that are inside ladder organizations, and they just figure out a different way, a different path for themselves, and they brought people along that feel the same way.
Once again, Dr. Patterson, we want to thank you for what you do and for joining us here today for the insight shared. Of course, you're the author of the book, Burn Ladders, Build Bridges, Pursuing Work with Meaning and Purpose. Where can listeners not only get more information on yourself, but also on your book, Burn Ladders, Build Bridges?
Well, the best pickup of the book, if you had a local store, that would be great. I think it's the Amazon is the biggest source. I know they are for the book. And I have information posted on a website that's ladderburners.com. And that's where I would direct your listeners for more information, being able to join my email list, and also to hear to read some additional blog information and some of the other podcasts that I've had.
Fantastic. Another great resource. And we'll leave that link within the show notes of this broadcast as well. Dr. Patterson, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. It certainly was our pleasure.
Eric, you're the best. Thanks.
And you're certainly kind. We've been speaking with Dr. Alan M. Patterson, an organizational development consultant specializing in executive and leadership development. His new book is Burn Ladders, Build Bridges, Pursuing Work with Meaning and Purpose. And for all the details, visit ladderburners.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.